As everyone had expected, the talented competitor brought home the gold medal from the 2018 Olympic Games. But those demanding expectations, along with the anxiety of competition, were beginning to take their toll. And Chloe considered leaving competition behind. She began working with a therapist who helped her discover her value as a person and not just as an athlete. After that, she switched up her training routine, practicing some old moves and opting only for those that were exciting and challenging. Chloe felt it was essential that she be inspired once again and remember why she had wanted to do this sport in the beginning. As she prepared for the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympics, she acknowledged that she stood to break a record in the halfpipe. But win or lose, Chloe decided ahead of time that she was determined not to let the stress dominate her or a loss define her. I think true success is being content with where you are and who you are. If you're mentally, physically, and spiritually in a great place, you can achieve anything you want. That's where I'm at, and that's why I think I'm pretty successful right now. Talk about it. Do you prefer the Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics? Why? What do you do to reduce the effects of stress in your life? Word bank. Competitive. Kaylee is competitive in sports, while her sister is competitive in speech contests. Athletic. From an early age, Brad displayed strong athletic abilities. Resort. Next fall, we have plans to stay at a beautiful mountain resort. Triumph. The basketball team celebrated its triumph with a team party. Inspire. The piano concert that Ali attended inspired her to increase her daily piano practice. Acknowledge. Lyle acknowledged that he didn't know enough about the project to head the team. Dominate. It's not easy to talk with Evan because he dominates every conversation. Mentally. After a week of studying and a good night's sleep, I feel mentally prepared for today's exams. More information. Snowboarder. Halfpipe. Spiritually.